Gene Summers.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
What I'm now co-hosting with him. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:34 and 35 seconds on this Thursday night on your fan, New York City. Steve here, you there, Peter and Sus on the other side of the glass haven't got time to give last names. We're only here until 8, so no from the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the 90-minute schmooze right up until your NFL at 8 on your fan. New York City. Now, the following is no bombshell. Joe Girardi is there, not here. Joe Girardi never got the chance to turn down the Metropolitans because he was never offered the job. Had the offer been made, he might have turned it down. Girardi probably didn't feel he should work for the minimum wage, probably didn't feel he should take less than what he was making at the Major League Baseball Network, and probably would prefer to make out his own lineup card. Translation, Girardi is now not official, but it's going to be, but he's going to be officially with the Phillies because he'll be able to support his family and decide on his own when to make a double switch. Translation 2.0. Girardi probably knows he knows more about baseball managing than a former agent and his staff all having those number two pencils in the shirt pockets. The Phillies now have a manager you've heard of. The Metropolitans will probably hire someone you'll get to know by going to Google. Item number one that you just heard from, open for your response, reaction, even outrage. Item number two, Brian Cashman gathered the masses today for a Q&A and to offer his post-mortem State of the Union address. He touched on your favorite Yankees and all those body parts that were either hurting or injured with the news that Aaron Hicks will need Tommy John surgery and be out 8 to 10 months. Cashman also added that he will make sure his own medical staff has the necessary credentials to practice medicine, since having most of your team spend as much time in an infirmary as on the field is not a winning formula. Our very own Sweeney Murdy. Sweeney touching a Brian Cashman nerve when Sweeney wanted to know why Verlander, Cole, and Corbin were over there and not over here. And some of us got the impression that any offers made, any offers not made, that any counter offers made or not made, were made or not made with the luxury tax threshold in mind. Sweeney, as always, as usual, was doing his job. Cashman was probably thinking, if only Sweeney had called in sick. You can hear yourself, this particular one-on-one, by downloading the radio.com app Rewind or listening after the football game later tonight when we replay Sweeney versus Brian one-on-one. So last night, the NBA, New York style, with the New York Knickerbockers and the Brooklyn Nets. Now, it says right here, the Knickerbockers will be worthy of, if not your undivided attention, at least your divided attention, because they have some players worth looking at, namely Randall and Morris, and yes, R.J. Barrett. Nice debut for him. And if he was looking good last night, and he was, just think how much better he and everybody else will look if they can someday solve their point guard issue. In Brooklyn, New York, Jared Allen has to hit at least one of two free shots at the end of regulation for the win. Bart Scott said earlier today his afro may have gotten in the way. Instead, we go into overtime for the one-point loss. But, oh, what a night for Kyrie Irving.
Dedicating yourself on both ends of the floor and making the right plays. And they enjoy excitement, too. So you want to give a show and entertain. But at the end of the day, it's about winning ball games and executing down the stretch. And we just want to show on both ends that you can have fun playing basketball and also you can execute at a high level.
Keep everything split right down the middle, 50-50.
Foul line with a pull-up, and it rolls in for Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving into the front court of the right wing, around a screen, shoots a three, and it's good for Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving down the lane into two defenders of the floater, and he banked it in.
That 50 just goes into just another few numbers that, you know, it holds value, but not really when you don't get a win.
Keep everything split right down the middle, 50-50.
Here's Kyrie, right side three, got it again. Driving it underneath with a reverse, it's good, and a foul. Called, oh, a spectacular play by Kyrie Irving.
The same people that have supported basketball in New York basketball are still here, and they support the Brooklyn Nets now. So just a respect thing. If you can play, they'll respect you.
Out to Irving, a deep three, and it's good for Kyrie Irving. Fadeaway left in the lane, and it's good for Kyrie Irving.
A personable, peaceful-looking young man who came to town.
Pulls up from three and hits. Kyrie Irving!
Yet within less than an hour after his arrival, the whole town is in a state of near panic.
Back and forth. Back up three. Good! Oh, wow! Kyrie! Rebounded by Prince. Out to Irving. Left side three. It's good!
Keep everything split right down the middle, 50-50.
You know, just a Jersey kid playing for his home team. You know, it's nothing like it. This has been brewing since I was in fourth grade. You know, I didn't know it was going to happen.
Honesty, courage, the backbone of America.
All right, and Ian Eagle will join us at 7:05 for a couple of minutes, and we'll talk a little bit with the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, the NFL, he does everything. And we'll have Ian at 7:05. We'll have you before that. So, no, from the 1-877. 337-6666 on your fan, New York City.